First, I want to give a Yishakayach to my dear Didim, to the Shimi and Chani. How many years already? Chanukah and Purim. It's not a simple thing to put out the whole spread and the chevra. And I know that the main burden of that falls on Chani, and she does it. May I have her, at least that's what Shimi tells me. May I have her, I'm sure she does, that's how she does everything.
You should share her, I said
somehow. Right, Hashem. And all of us are joined together in a bracha that does Hashem, the house, every single inch of this house should be filled only with simcha, nachas, and bracha.
Amen. Amen.
Imagine that the Rosh Hashanah has tremendous nachas seeing this, and it's
101%.
I know what kind of person you are, and I know that this is the nachas that you live for, and that you should have this under your sons. I think I was speaking today in six different places, and I didn't feel I had the kaifas really to talk anymore. And whatever I feel that I've had to say, you've all heard many times. And that it must be really, I feel so tiring to listen to me. And I feel that the diburim are like weighing down on people. And I mean it be'emes that if it were possible not to talk, so it would be better not to. B'chol zayis, covered yantiv, covered the chaverim, to say a few words. Fifth candle of Chanukah. Bechlal is a very, very big inyan. Aron HaKohen. The person on the fifth night, if he's zoicha, can see things that he doesn't normally see. It's the yard side of an ish kodesh ad ma'oid, an ish pella, a wondrous tzaddik. I don't know how many of you have heard of him. Rabbi Yisrael Husiatinus, Husia Gunvakal Yisrael, an Enoch from the Holy Vision. At the end of his life, he lived in Tel Aviv. In Ish Pella, in Oiv Yisrael, tonight's his Yahrzeit. Once happened by the Heligia Husiatina that he wanted to have, for reasons that nobody understood, because he was completely detached from Elam HaGashmi. He was a Malach Hashem, Husiatina. The bells thereof, Rav Arul used to call Husiatina Rebbe. And he used to send Chassidim to the Husiatina for brachas. For reasons that are hard for us, we don't understand, he decided that it was time for his couch to be reupholstered. Nope. The Rabbitson didn't say anything, and the couch looked like it was okay. And he lived in Dachkus and Anias, he lived in poverty. But for some reason, he wanted the couch to be covered again. Who knows, that Sadiq could be that somebody sat on it, that he didn't feel good about. It's hard to know. But he wouldn't sit on the couch. And he wouldn't allow anybody to sit there. He wanted it to be reupholstered. And not only that, he told the shamans, I want you to get a big Baal Malacha, not Stam. I want you to get somebody that's a real Baal Malacha to come to cover the couch, to reupholster the couch. And they were looking, and they found in Tel Aviv some big Baal Malacha. And he came. he came to measure for the job, and he goes over there and he's measuring, and he came with different materials, and the whole time the Rebbe is standing there watching everything and asking him how much centimeter, what's this and how's that and what's this and what's that, and he's measuring, and then he measures the material and he shows the Rebbe the material and he says, looks at this one, no, looks at this one, no, looks at that, no, says, oh, this is good. And he likes this material, is a good material, and to measure. And the whole time there, the Rebbe's standing the whole time, and he's doing the malacha, he's working on the couch, and the Nusitin is every second standing there, and the Yid is finishing the job, and then he goes to a different roll that he has over there of material, and he starts to cut from that roll. And Husiatina asks him, "What are you doing? Why are you taking from that roll?" He says, "Oh, Rabbi, that's for the back of the couch." So he says, "What do you mean? What's the difference? Why are you making the one side of the couch with the material and the other it was just a shmata to put in the back?" So the Baal Malacha said, "Yeah, but nobody sees the back of the couch. It goes against the wall. So it's chaval to spend money. I'm just putting a shmat in the back. It's not necessary. That's the part that nobody sees." So Lucy Atina has said, "By me, the part that nobody sees is the most beautiful part. That's the part that's the most beautiful to me. The part that nobody sees." I want to explain this, Maisa, from Lucy Atina. I mean, he was that way. He came out, didn't speak. He was a Yidus, Boki, Shas, Poskin, Lahafli. Came out, he didn't talk. His prochets, all kinds of nisim and the flois. The part that you didn't see was the most beautiful part. Everybody here knows that it's brought down the Svar Makadoshim. In the Morinayim, Bnei Soscher, Rabbi Nachman, all the tzaddikim Schusim Megaleinu say that the Ike Tikkun of Chanukah is Tikkun Ha'inayim, the eyes. Tikkun Ha'inayim, the Koyach Hari'iyah, the ability for a person to see. Since the Inyan of Yavan was Choshech, Shehechshichu Einayim Sheyisrael, the whole tachlis of Yavan was to darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. I spoke about that a lot this morning by Yotzai. The choshech of Yavan, which Chazal say, is hinted at in the beginning of the Torah. Choshech al pnei sahim, choshech is Yavan, is Greece. The whole inyan of Yavan is pegam ha'inayim, to be pegam the eyes. That a person only sees the front of the couch, you understand? That's the Pagam Ha'inayim. And the Inyan of Chanukah is Haneiros Halol Kodesh Haim, Ve'ein Lanu Rishus Lehishtamesh Behem, Ela Leroyisim Velvad. You don't have permission only to see the Neiros Chanukah. And therefore, as we've spoken about it many times over the years, the Gemara tells us in the Sugya of Chanukah that we have something that we don't have by any other mitzvah. We don't have by a sukkah. If a person sees a sukkah, it doesn't make a bracha. But there's an inyan, I'm not talking about the lamaisa of when it's applied, but there's an inyan of harayin Chanukah. A person's walking in the street and he sees in their Chanukah, tzarech levarach. There's no such as nisim avasein, a person sees. He didn't do anything. He didn't light anything. He just sees in their Chanukah. Tzarech levarach, he makes a bracha. It means that on Chanukah, a person is able to see things differently. That's the need of the Ohagonos of the candles. He's able to see things differently. Since it's the Nitzachon, it's the victory over Yavan, and Yavan is Chayshech, we understand that the Nitzachon means the Nitzachon of Or is Re'iyah. Or means to see. ki ba'orcha nira uba'orcha nira or ki imcha mekachaim uba'orcha nira or is Chanukah. In your light we see light. So therefore, Chanukah, especially by the fifth candle, I don't know if we have time to talk about that tonight, but especially the fifth candle, if a Yid wants, if a Yid davens.
I think there's time.
if we try, then we're able to see the most beautiful part of the couch that nobody could see. To see the part that nobody could see. And how the part that nobody could see, nobody in the world can see, is the most beautiful part. Was Chanukah is the inyan of ri'iyah, of seeing. Purim is the yontiv of hearing. The brach is l'shmoa mikra Megillah, to hear the reading of the Megillah. Pisgah ha'melech is nishma b'chol medinos malchusai ha'melech. The commandment of the king, the word of the king is heard. B'chol medinos malchusai, all of the medinas of the king. The whole inyan of Purim is hearing. Whereas Chanukah was a nes that we were zeichet to see with our eyes. The whole thing that Yvonne wanted to take away from us was our ability to see and to bring choshech, to bring darkness into our lives. The nes of Chanukah was a nes goli, was a miracle that we saw with our eyes. The Pach HaShemen, the 8 days, the Milchama, we were able to see that with our eyes. Purim, everybody knows that Purim, the whole meaning of Purim is a nice nister. Purim is not being able to see with one's eyes. But Purim means the ability to hear, which is itself an unbelievable kayak, but it's different. And maybe we understand that Chanukah is a nes that took place davkin Eretz Yisrael. Chanukah took place over there, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Oysa Tomid. Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba. Eretz Yisrael is the place where Einei Hashem Elokecha, but the eyes of Hashem are always upon it. And that means on a deeper level, as we've spoken about so many times, that Eretz Yisrael is a place where a Jew is able to have the Einei Hashem. He's able to see things in a different way. Chanukah is the nes of seeing. We often try to take away our way of seeing, that we should look at the world the way that the Yevanim look at the world. People magazine, way of looking at the world. The cover of everything, the side of the couch that everybody looks at. Take that and give us that new way of looking at life, that new way of looking at things, that new way of looking at things which we're struggling with every minute of our lives. And the nes of Chanukah was a nes that we was able to see with our eyes. In Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of seeing. Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba, the eyes of Hashem, Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba, are always there. Whereas Purim is a yontiv that took place in Chutz Lawrence. Since Purim is a nes nista, Purim took place in Shushan, Chutz Lawrence, because Chutz Lawrence is a place where a person can't see things clearly. Chutz Lawrence is a place you can't see things clearly. Purim is therefore a Chutz Lawrence de genes. It's a place where you can't see things, but you could try to hear things. But you can't see things. Chanukah is the yontiv of seeing. Ba'orcha nira or, and therefore Chanukah is Eitz Zeldik. It's a place where a person can see, and the miracle of Chanukah was seen. The Zohar Kaddish says an amazing thing. The Zohar Kaddish says that we see that when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the mitzvahs, Hatluyas Baretz, when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving us the mitzvah of Bikurim and Maisus and so on, over and over, Moshe Rabbeinu uses a very strange lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu is always using the lashon Ki Hashem Elokecha Mivi'acha. He speaks to the Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews, to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem, your God. He guided the Hayayim, Lashem Elokecha. Bikurim. Your God. So the Zohar Kaddish asks, why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu say, Hashem Elokeinu, Unzer God, our God? He's talking as a person that it's like it's not shaykh to him. Hashem Elokecha, by the mitzvahs at least borrowed. So you're looking to say for Dvar. The Moshe Rabbeinu says in such a lashon, Hashem Elokecha Mivi'acha, you got the name Hashem Elokecha, your God, as if Chalila it's not Moshe Rabbeinu's God. So the Zohar HaKadosh says an unbelievable thing. Chazal tell us in the Gemara, and the Zohar brings, the Kol HaDar B'Chutz La'aretz, a person who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, a person who's not Zaycha to be in Eretz Yisrael, is Daima, is compared, is like somebody, Kimisha Ein Lai Elayka, like somebody who Chalila doesn't have a God. You hear what the Zohar say? So Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and he was told, that he was not going to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael. He was not going to be Zaycha to be in that place where you can see Hashem's Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews, Hashem Elokecha Mivi'acha. He got Layam Hashem Elokecha, he's your God. I can't say that about my, I can't include myself to say Elokeinu. I can't say Elokeinu. Because in Chutz La'aretz, I can only hear about God. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu who saw Hashem Panim Al Panim. And Af Al Pichin, Moshe Rabbeinu says that I'm handicapped by being in Chutz La'aretz. You, on the other hand, you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. A person lives in Eretz Yisrael. The possibilities of seeing Elokus are infinite. Infinite, infinite, to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, with all of his Giluyim, with all that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, Achayrai Reisa, all that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, when he spoke to the generation that was going to the land, he said, Ach, you... He got the Yom Hashem Lekecha, Elokeichem. Your God is bringing you into the land. I'm not Zaycha to be in Eretz Yisrael. At best, I'm listening for Hashem. I'm trying to hear Hashem. But to see Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is Eina Hashem Ba. Talmid Eina Hashem Ba. The eyes of Hashem. A Jew has God's eyes. Eina Hashem El Yirev. Eina Hashem Yirev. Eina Hashem El Tzadikim. In Eretz Yisrael, It's infinite what a person can see in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, not Zaych. I was thinking, we're learning now in Sefer Mitzvah, we're learning the Mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, of benching. It's so interesting. Just think for a second. The first bracha in Birchas HaMazon, we know, who is Mesakin the first bracha, Hazan HaSaylam? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says in the first bracha, Hu Noisim Lechem Mechal Basa. Hu Noisim Lechem Mechal Basa. He gives food to all of us to eat. Who knows the whole bus? The second bracha is Birchas Haaretz. Whose bracha is that? Yeshua. Shasakibush. When we came to Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua was Mesakin, Noid Lachon. You hear the difference between how the brachas are said? The first bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Who knows the whole bus? Who is Beguf Shlishi? He gives everybody to eat. He gives. It's like somebody that you can't see. He's talking about Hashem, like Hashem is far away from him. Who knows in lechem lechol basa ki lo elam chazdai? But Yeshua, who brought us into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua is Eretz Yisraelik. So Yeshua says, noid lecha Hashem lekin, al shein chal to lavasein. Heitzei sona, nichal tona. Yeshua is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in Eretz Yisrael, everything is noichach bnei Hashem. And Eretz Yisrael is a bechin of Riyah. Eina Hashem, Tomid, Eina Hashem, L'kechabba. The eyes of Hashem are constantly there. And because of that, Yeshua can say in such a way, L'noichach, Noide L'cha, Hashem Elokein. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about Kivyochel Hashem. Who knows L'chel L'chel Ba'os Akili Olam Chazda? And And that's why, as we've learned many times over the years, there's a chilek between the Lashon of the Yushalmi and the Lashon of the Bavli. When the Yushalmi brings Araya, it says, Ta Chami, come and see. The Zohar Kaddish is also from Eretz Yisrael. And the Zohar Kaddish's Lashon is always, Ta Chazi, come and see. Come and see. Whereas in Bavli, which is Chutz La'aretz, the Lashon is always what? Ta Shma, come and hear. It's Purim. It's Purim Tayr. Chutz La'aretz is trying to listen, but it's far away. You can't see it. And Eretz Yisrael is Ta Chami. Yushalmi brings Araya, Ta Chami. Tochazi, come and see. That's the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. It's the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Tochazi, come and see. So what's the Tikkun Einayim? What does it mean that on Chanukah, that the Tzaddikim all say that Chanukah we can be zeichah for Tikkun Einayim, that it's possible for our eyes to have a Tikkun on Chanukah? It means, and the only way that a person can experience this is by closing his eyes. It means that on Chanukah, Ein lanu reshus lishtamesh b'ham ela l'ra'is mulvad, ba'or chanira or, v'hepech av hichshichu einayim shal Yisrael. It means that on Chanukah, a Yid is standing in Golus. He's standing thousands of miles away from Eretz Yisrael. He's standing thousands of miles away from Beis HaMikdash. He's standing thousands of miles away from where the menorah used to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala to us that each person is able to be in his house, in his place, wherever he is, thousands of miles away. In Chutz La'aretz, where we mamish can't see. In Chutz La'aretz, where we mamish blind. But even Moshe Rabbeinu said he wasn't Zaycha, and he spoke to the generation of Elokeicha, and he said Elokeicha, Elokeicha, he wasn't Zaycha. And the person is able to stand over here in Golus. And the same way it says by Yaakov Avinu. You remember Yaakov Avinu experienced something? Not Kvitzas HaDerech. Rashi learns it was Kvitzas HaAretz. Shmachleikis, we show him how to understand that. The Pashtus and Chazal is like Rashi. And Rashi brings down from Chazal, Kipa L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Eretz Yisrael Tachtav. He didn't have a miracle, Yaakov, that he was all of a sudden, like the Baal Shem HaKadosh used to fly around all the world with his horses. That's not the Kvitzas, he didn't have Kvitzas HaDerech. Yaakov, you know, stayed where he was. Vayolim Sham. Kiva HaShemesh. It was dark, it was Yavin, it was Choshech. We learned, Vayetze, it was all Yavin over there. In Golus, far, far away. Yaakov didn't fly miraculously. He didn't have Kvitzas HaDerech that he all of a sudden was in Eretz Yisrael. He was all of a sudden by Har Maria. Fakirt. Rashi brings down, Nekar Har Maria Uvolakan. Nekar Har Maria. The Har Maria, Har Abayis was Nekar. It was ripped out of the ground in Yerushalayim. Nekar Hara Maria, Uvalakan, and the Rebbeinu Shlom brought Hara Maria to make a house call. The Hara Maria left Yerushalayim, and it came over here. We don't know of another time such a thing happened. It says, Chazal tell us that even by Lel Pesach, the Rebbeinu Shlom took them somehow to Yisrael, and come Pesach Hal Maisa. But there should be Kvitzas Haaretz. Nekar Hara Maria, that the Har Abayis was Nekar. Ubo Lekan. And Rashi says, Vezuhi Kvitzas Haaretz. Yaakov Avinu was in his place in Golus, and he was in a bad time. And it was Vayishka B'mokim Ahu, as we spoke about a lot Shabbos Vayetze. It was terrible. And then what happened? Chanukah. What happened was Chanukah. Kof Tzaharis, Kip Mokadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shlom took all of Eretz Yisrael and put it under Yaakov Avinu's head. Neka Har Maria Bolakan. And Yaakov Avinu says, Achein Yesh Hashem B'mokam Hazeh. V'anoichi lo yadati. Achein Yesh Hashem B'mokam Hazeh. V'anoichi lo yadati means, that it's possible for a Jew who's a descendant of Yaakov Avinu, it's possible for a Yid to be thousands of miles away, to be in a place that's totally, totally empty and disgusting and dark, and for some mysterious reason, for some chanukah reason, it's possible for him to have suddenly the eyes of Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz. Neker Hamaria means that sometimes the Baruch Shalom takes Eretz Yisrael and he gives you a zap of it in Chutz Laretz. He fills you for a little time with Eretz Yisrael. And when the Baruch Shalom fills a person for that time with Eretz Yisrael, which is the whole inyan of Chanukah, then everything that he looks at in a different way. He looks at it in the Eretz Yisrael dikur way. He looks at the difference. Tochazi, tochami. It's not anymore toshma. All of these parashiyos are about the Yosef HaTzadik. See, Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers and the machloikis, we don't understand with all of the mefarshim. And everything that we find in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, we don't understand what it means. But it says in Torah that Yosef HaTzadik came and he brought Dibur Ra, Dibosam Ra, El Aviyam. He had bad things to say about the Shiftei Kar. With all of the pshatlach and all of the beautiful explanations and all of the pilpulim, which I was reading, I was learning today in a sefer that an old tzaddik gave me many years ago. I happened to come across it. It had a pilpul on Chanukah that came out that the machlokes between Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers is the machlokes between the Ketzais and the Nesivos. And I had tremendous enough. It was around 20 pages, and I didn't have time for it. But I couldn't stop. It was reading like the most exciting novel, Lahavdil. I couldn't put it down. It took me a long time. It was such a complicated pilpul. It was a big ilui, the Mechaber, and I got lost in this thing. And after I finished, I had to go someplace. I was driving to go say a shmul somewhere, and it was hard for me to concentrate. I was thinking about this, but then after the whole thing, I said, "It's unbelievable, unbelievable Torah." But do you really think that's what Yosef HaTzadik and the Shvatim? Sof kol sof, the Torah is infinite. And there must be a tzad of that too. The Ketzais and the Nesivos and the Machloikas with Yosef HaTzadik and the brothers. But we're simple Jews. And we don't understand. And I'm sure that all of you feel the same way like me when we read these parashiyos. The brothers couldn't see Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik couldn't see the brothers. Yosef HaTzadik saw something bad in the brothers. He saw something in them. He brought the Bosom Ralaviyam, Shlachta Vert, he had to say about the brothers. Yosef HaTzadik couldn't see the Pnimius of the brothers. He couldn't see. And then it says when they came to Mitzrayim, Vahem Lohi Kiruhu. Doesn't that make you crazy every year? Pashas Miketz, we don't go out of our minds in Pashas Miketz. Every year I go crazy. You see, you're standing with Baruch Shalom. It's not so long. You're standing in front of your brother. So what did he have? He had an Egyptian hat or something? So we said, the Chassim Azokan, he had a beard, not a beard, yes, a beard. You can't recognize your brother with a beard, without a beard. Joseph HaTzadik. The Heimla Hikaru, it's in Pnimius. It's the whole Maimon from Rav Kook that he said, Amashiach ben Yosef, the whole Indian that he said, by the Hesped, that famous Hesped. And they couldn't recognize Yosef HaTzadik. Vehimla Hikiru. And it says before, Vayisnu Yosef, Vayach Loidabu Lashalom, Vayach Loidabu Lashalom, they couldn't say a good word about Yosef. Vayisnu Yosef, Tzadik Yosef HaTzadik. They couldn't see who Yosef HaTzadik was. So all the Mepharshim saw. All the Mepharshim saw, this Yosef HaTzadik. And the Shiftei Kar couldn't see. They couldn't, all of us see the back of the couch. And the Shvatim couldn't see the back of the couch. The part that you don't see. All they saw in Yosef HaTzadik, Eshpil Sech Mit HaHair, right? He's playing with his hair, and he's looking in the mirror. It was all Levushim, 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 Ksainas Pasim, Levushim, and they couldn't see the other side of the couch, the part that's against the wall, they couldn't see. The Tzad HaYofer B'Yoyis, like the Usiatina said, the Shenkite of a Jew is the part that you don't see. And the Shiftei Kar saw only what the eyes see. And Yosef HaTzadik brings the Basim Ralavim to see the shift they caught in such a way. And then when they're standing next to each other in Mitzrayim, and the whole thing, and they're giving the, he's giving them to eat, and he's packing their bags. V'ayim lo hikiru. Rabbi saying, the truth. We're all sitting here together with each other. And we're all very, very dear friends. Mamish lemana chai v'rayai. We're close friends. Each one of us loves the other one. Each one of us feels the other one. Be'emes, be'emes, be'emes. Do we really see the side of the couch that's against the world? Do you think that we really see? So we're talking about Erev Shabbos and Ayis HaTorah. That part that's me'eva that you can't see. Do we really see? And if you don't recognize your own brother, and if you don't recognize your own, if you don't recognize your own friend, so what do you think of when you come home to your wife? You think because you know your wife for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, you think that you really see the other side of who she is, the part that's hurting, the part that's most beautiful, the part that loves you more than anything on earth, even though she doesn't always tell you that. And with our children, Aval Hashem Manachnu, do we see that other side of our children, the side that's against the wall? Or do we only look at the side of the couch that shows to everybody? We only see the chutz la'aretz. We don't see the Eretz Yisrael. We don't see. If a person doesn't see, if a person doesn't look with Chanukah eyes, if a person doesn't look with the Einei Hashem, Einei Hashem El Sadikim, Ein Hashem El Yireiv, if a person doesn't have Chanukah in his life, then all of his life is a life of Vehem Lahikaruhu. You don't see Hashem's Baruch everywhere. You don't see who your friend is. You like your friend as long as he's nice to you, as long as he's good to you. But if something, your friend, something is wrong with your friend, ice friend, a husband, wife, all the fights, every fight that we have with our friends, every fight that we have, a husband and wife, parents and children, it's all ishtalsos of Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. And it all comes from Vahem Lahikiruhu, a failure to see. Chutz La'aretz, dikka eyes. Mitzrayim, dikka eyes. Egyptian eyes. Not the eyes of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is lying in Chutz La'aretz, and he has Eretz Yisrael eyes. And you know, it could be just the opposite. You could live in Eretz Yisrael, and you could have the most Chutz La'aretz, dikka eyes. You know what happened last week? I saw in the newspaper in the Hamadiyah, there's a Yid there, he's the head of in the cabinet, what's it called again, with all the Yaakov Neiman is Minister of Justice. I can good learn him, that Yaakov Neiman knows how to learn. And he's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He knows how to learn very, very well. He's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. You heard about this? He gave a speech. He made a tumult in Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov Neiman. He was talking to Frumi Yidden, and he gave a speech. And the gist of the speech was that we're hoping that we'll come to a day where everything in Israel will be run according to Torah and Halacha. There's a huge movement now in Israel to force him to resign. I don't know if it died down, because you know, you can get very hot for a few days. And, so maybe it's by now it's okay. But, and of course he, by the way, said, yeah, he had to say, I didn't mean that, he didn't understand me. But of course he's saying to his friends, of course I meant that. But everybody went crazy. All the chilonim. How could he say such a thing? What is he said? One of the people said. One of the I don't want to say his name. He's very much against Torah and mitzvahs. So he said that he's bringing us back to the Middle Ages. What's he trying to do? Take us back to the Middle Ages? Here we are, modern Israel, and Neiman is trying to take us back to the Middle Ages. V'heim lo hikiru. It means. But the Baruch Shalom called Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha me'aretzecha, Lech lecha, El ha'aretz asher areka. The deeper meaning of that is that I'm going to take you to a land, Eretz Yisrael, Asher Arak, and I'm going to take you to that place, I'm going to show it to you. Meaning, I'm going to give you the ability to look at things the way that I look at things. I'm going to give you my eyes. And Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see things differently. It's not chutzlars anymore. You're going to see things differently. Maybe if Avraham Avinu would have been, if the whole Maaseh would have been with Terach and Eretz Yisrael with his father, maybe he would have been able to be Mashpia and the Terach himself would have broken the idols. Maybe we'd have seen his father differently. We're not allowed to say, we don't know. But Eretz Yisrael is different. Ebra na ve'era es ha'aretz. All Moshe Rabbeinu asked for is Ebra na ve'era. Rabbi Shalom, take me into the land because ve'era, I want to be able to see. I'm in Chutz La'aretz. I don't have Eretz Yisrael. I can't see. I can't see things the way that you could see things in Eretz Yisrael. So the eyes of Chanukah mean that a person is able to see things the way that Hashem sees things, to have a taste of that way of seeing. It means to look at your friend and to see him, how he really is, to see the other side, the side that's against the wall, the side that nobody else sees, to see your husband, to see your wife, to see your father, to see your mother. The only times I've had people that have spoken to me that they're in machlokes with a father, with a mother for 30, 40 years. And then, I had this just a little while ago, that there was a ma'aseh, that there was a father that was dying, and that they hadn't, the son and the father hadn't spoken in over 20 years. They had a fight. And the father asked the son to come, and the son went there, and the father, they had a reconciliation. The father died 3 or 4 days later. And the father told him something. And the son was crying the whole time. He said, how come you didn't tell me this, Daddy? I didn't know. The father had been put through some terrible service. And because he was put through such terrible service, he acted a certain way. And he never wanted, he was embarrassed, he never told his son. And because of that, his son didn't speak to him all of his life. He didn't speak to him. And he only told it to him 3 days before the father died. The son found out that his father is a Hashemi Yid. Oh, his father is such a beautiful Jew, and he only saw the outside of the couch. He never saw the part that's against the wall. And you think the part that's against the wall has a shmata on it. The part that's against the wall that nobody sees is the part that the Baruch Shalom sees. Oh, it's the most beautiful part of the couch, is the part, is the tzad. Hayofe b'yoyse, the husiatina, the Baal Hilula said, the husiatina, the tzad hayofe b'yoyse, is the part, by me, he says, the part that they don't see is the most beautiful part. A Jew can live in Eretz Yisrael, and he looks at the kaisel, and he sees a wall. Another person sees the kaisel. A Jew lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he sees Yerushalayim, Just like a person can live in his house and he sees his kid, and he sees his kid, it's a kid. He sees his wife, stuff. Chanukah means, like Yaakov Avinu, that on Chanukah it's possible for Eretz Yisrael to pay a visit to a person. You know, there's a ma'aseh I once told you, I'm going to end in 5 minutes, Mitzvah Hashem. I'm sorry. I told you once a ma'aseh from the Tzadik of Naftulche Babavah, who many of you was zeichet to see. Well, it's not a long time ago. You know that he was a rabbi only for a short time after his father, Reb Shlomo Lubavitcher, was nifter, and Naftulche was with him every minute. But they were together, what they went through together, the two of them. And even b'maisim like nifter, there was only a short time Reb Naftulche was rabbi, and he was nifter. So I once told you that Naftulche said that when he was a little boy, his grandfather, the Rebbe Reben Tzion, the Kedushat Tzion, when he was murdered by the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, his grandfather, the Kedushat Tzion, was playing dreidel with him. It was just him and Reb Naftulche, the Rebbe and Reb Naftulche were playing dreidel. Reb Naftulche was a little boy. And it was in the 1930s, the second part of the 1930s. Stuff was already doing. There was stuff going on already in Europe. And Reb Naftulche said that his aide, the Kedusha Sin, told him, no, spin the dreidel. And he gave her the dreidel. And it came right away on a gimel. And the Kedusha Sin was very happy. He says, gimel? Gimel is goimel dalim. Gimel means to give to poor people. It means the Baruch Shalom will give us good things. Gimel Dalim, Gimel's Gimel Dalim. And he told him to spin again. And little Naftulsa spun the dreidel again. And the second time it came out on Nun. And the Kedusha Sian said, Nun? Nun means, Nochamal, Nochamal, Gimel Dalim. Nochamal, Nochamal, again and again, the Baruch Shalom's Gimel Dalim. Mach, Nochamal. Spin again, he told Naftulsa. And this time, Naftulsa gave a good spin. And he started to give that last little, you know, kvetch before. And all of a sudden, the Rebbe Ben Zion slammed his hand over the dreidel. And he grabbed the dreidel. And Naftulsa was a little boy, and you know that's the worst thing you do to a child, is to cover the dreidel. Because for sure, it's going to be another gimel, right? How can you do that? And he said that, he said, Zaidi, why did you do that? So Rabbi Ben Zion had a very, very dark look on his face. And he said, a Yid has to know, a Yid has to know that he doesn't have to know everything. And a Yid has to know that Hashem is going Meldalim, even though he doesn't see it with his eyes, that he's going Meldalim. And then he said to Naftulsa, there are many, many things that happen in life. You hear me, Naftulsa? He was saying, he knew what was going to be coming up. He said, there are going to be many things that you're going to go through. And the Yid has to see without seeing with his eyes. The Yid has to be able to see without his eyes. When the Rebbe covered the dreidel, he was saying, Naftulsa, don't look at the outside of the couch that you see with your eyes. Chanukah, Chanukah, Chanukah. Chanukah means to see the other side that's against the wall when your back's against the wall. Chanukah means to see that you don't see with your eyes. To see with Eretz Yisrael. To see like Yaakov, you know, where Eretz Yisrael came to Necha, Har Maria, Yerushalayim came to him for that time. And when Yerushalayim came to him, it's the Eretz HaShe'arek, Ebrana Ve'ere, it's the Eretz HaToyva. It's the Eretz HaToyva. To see Toiv. Nochamol, Gremel Dal, Nochamol, Gremel Dal. I saw a story from Rabbi Gamliel Rabinowitz in the Sefer that Rabbi Gamliel put out on Chanukah. Maisa, he doesn't say who's the Maisa, but he writes the following Maisa. Those who have the new Sefer, I don't think it was in the first one that came out, the little one, I think it was early. Rabbi Gamliel is a big basamcha, it's a tzaddik, big tzaddik, and he says over Maisa, it's hard to believe the Maisa. I believe it. And Rabbi Gamliel said over that he knew it, the Maisa. Rabbi Gamliel says there was a Yid who went through the entire Milchama, the whole thing. He went through the whole Holocaust. And as a result of that experience, this Yid decided after the war that he didn't want to have anything to do anymore, not with the Rebbeinu Shalom, not with Torah Mitzvahs. He was finished. Like there were other Jews that were like that. He didn't want to have anything to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Yiddishkeit. Gamarnu. Finished. Afal Pichein, he married a Jewish woman. Who's he going to talk to? The guy don't understand Yiddish, you understand. So he married a Jewish woman. But the two of them, and he found Motza Minas Mina, and the two of them didn't want to have anything to do with Yiddishkeit. Nothing. And to have a family without Yiddishkeit. Yeah, they're Jews. Not Jews, but nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit was a misfortune. To be Jewish, and they didn't want to give it over to their kids. So they had children, the Jewish children, they had children on Yiddishkeit, nothing. And this Yid, Rabbi Gamliel said that this Yid became a Weltsgevir, became very rich. And he loved his kids. And the son was coming to the time that he was going to be 13. The father had no intention no tefillin, no bar mitzvah, nothing, but it was his 13th birthday. So this remained from the father, his 13th birthday, something special, nothing with mitzvahs, but they went out, they lived someplace, it sounds like in America, and they went out onto the avenue, into some big place with the fancy stores, and his father said to him, whatever you want. No, we'll walk down, and you see in the window, if there's something that you like, I have so much love for you, and it's your birthday, and it's a big birthday, whatever you want to buy, it's yours. This must have happened some years ago, because now, I don't know what. So, whatever you want to buy, I'll buy you. So the child was very excited, and they're walking up and down. There's this store, electric, and there's watches, different stores, toys, right? And you know, he's looking. He's Luchaz will come. You know, he wants to go a few times to see what's on. It's on this whole avenue to see what's doing. And then the strangest thing happens. So the kid passed by toy stores. He passed by all kinds of gadget stores. What kids like these things, sports things. He passed by everything. And there was a Judaica store. A Judaica store. None of the stores the kid wanted to go into. He was looking in the window. And they go, and it's a Judaica store. The father, and the kid says, I want to go in here to see what's in here. So there's interesting things in the window. I want to go in here to see what's in here. And the father says, there's nothing in here. There's nothing in this place. Let's go. And the kid said, well, Daddy, you said to me, so why can't I go in the store? So the father went into the store with the son. And they go in the store, and the kid is fascinated. He's looking at all this Judaica stuff. He's going around. And the father's getting very, very nervous. It's been a long time since he was any place where there was talaisim and tefillin, and the whole thing is getting him very nervous. And the kid is standing there staring. There's a glass thing, a case, and there's a menorah inside the glass case. And the kid is staring at this menorah. It's an old, not particularly nice looking, a wooden menorah. And the kid's staring at this. And he says to his father, this is what I want for my birthday. The father says, what are you talking about? This is what I want. Says, this is, what do you want this for? It's an old broken menorah. I tell you, you can get any toy you want. You can get anything you want, any baseball gloves, whatever you want. And what are you talking about? This is some old ugly menorah. And anyway, we don't have anything to do with this. We don't light any of these. What do you care of menorah? And the son, like, was an action. And the son said, I don't understand. You told me that whatever I want, I can have. And Mustami is a spoiled kid, you understand. And he said it's strong. And the father had made a promise. So the father said, this is absolutely ridiculous. So he called over the Chanvani over there. He called over the guy, the store owner. And he said, how much is this menorah? So the fellow says to him, that's not for sale. So this is why isn't this for sale? He says, it's not for sale because I bought this, this is a very expensive, this is a special menorah. This menorah was actually made in the ghetto. I don't know which ghetto, it didn't say. It was made in Warsaw, Lodz, one of the ghettos. It was made, and it, somehow this menorah made it through the Holocaust. This made it through the Holocaust. And I bought this at an auction, and I'm not selling this. I have a personal connection to it. But you understand that as personal a connection as a person has to something. Vergelt. So the kid says, you promise. He says, this is ridiculous. This is an old broken menorah that was from the war. And the kid said, you promise. And he went, and he had no choice. He went there with the Chanvani, and he said, look, What do you pay for it? And the father gave him whatever it is, kefal kiflai, and he gave him a lot of money, and the yid was overwhelmed by that, and he sold him the menorah. They took the menorah home, and as children will do, in the beginning the kid was was fascinated by it, and he kept it over there in his desk, and he was looking at it, he was all excited by it. But then, the children, that doesn't last a long time. And he put it there with his other things, with his toys and his games. And ad kedei kach, that he threw it in with other things, that broke off a piece, a tooth from the thing broke. It was old. His father comes in one day, and he sees the menorah lying there on the floor, in a box, something that's broken. And the father had a big hakpada. He said, you know how much I paid for this? And you didn't want anything else. You only wanted this. And now you throw it down like that, and you break it like a piece of junk. And the father said to him, we're going to put this back together. It's not right that you break it. It's expensive. And Rabbi Yimul said that he goes and he takes it, and he starts to figure out how to do it, and he sees that there's a piece, it's broken, and there's something inside. It's hollow inside the kana. It's hollow. And he sees that there's a note inside the menorah. He takes out this note, and looks at this note, and he starts to cry like a baby. He turns right, and he starts to cry. And it says, Rav Gamliel says that he passed out. And there was a whole tumult, and they brought him to. And his wife asked him what's going on. Everybody was, the children was thinking of what happened. And he said that there's a note inside this in Yiddish. And the note said, I don't know if I'm going to ever light this menorah, because I don't know if I'm going to live to the first night of Hanukkah. And even if I live for the first night of Hanukkah, I doubt I'm going to live to the second night of Hanukkah. So therefore I'm asking any Jew who finds this, I'm begging you, I want you to know that I made this with very big Mesiris Nefesh, this menorah. In the ghetto, I made this with Mesiris Nefesh. And I'm asking you to please learn Mishnayis, L'ilui Nishmas, for the sake of my neshama. And it was signed, his father. His father signed it. B'ksav Yad, it was his father. I don't know what he was able to do with his family after that. I don't know what happened. That's the end of the story. But obviously it's not the end of the story. It's the story of all of Knesset Yisrael. It's our story. It's the story of not knowing and not believing and not being able to see the notes from the father that has the chsima, the ksav yad of our father, unzeh tata in himmel, avinu shebishamayim. It's the ksav yad that's behind the couch. It's in the menorah. It's in the candles. It's in the part that a person doesn't see, that he can't see with his eyes. That a person can see. We all have to daven, because it's becoming harder and harder to see. Our children and ourselves are so completely mesmerized by the street, by the things that we see on the street, by the things that we see in the world, that it's become more and more difficult, almost impossible, to see the tzad hayofer b'yoseh, to see the most beautiful part of life, which is the part that's on the other side. Chanukah is the time that we could have the koyach to see that. Hashem's Baruch should help us, that since we're the last few that are left in the world, that are still trying to see that place, to see that part, Hashem's Baruch should help us, that we should be zeichet to see each other. We should be zeichet to see Him. We should be zeichet to see with our eyes. We should be zeichet v'einenu sir'enu, sir'enu. Amen.